Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the cool, outrageous lovers of uniquely raw style.
Let's go.
Don't stop, baby. Don't stop me. Don't stop, baby.
We might have to come in.
Don't stop me.
I like the way that you
Hey, good morning, and welcome to You Up Radio. It's your host, Be Free. We're back on another beautiful Saturday morning, ready to bring you the livest hour on internet radio. It's You Up Radio. Let me check in and see if the crew is with me. Let's start with the lady of the house, Dr. Nyesha Douglas. Are you in the building?
I am in the building, about to choke on these eggs, but... I'm in the building. Good morning.
All right, don't hurt nobody. Let me check with Brother D. Brother D, are you in the building?
Of course I'm up in here. Saturday.
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel you. I got you, B. See, he already in his hip-hop mode. We go.
That was that West Coast. That was that West Coast tone right there. I'm up in here.
You know what I'm saying? He cared out. He cared out.
A combination of West Coast and East Coast.
He cared though, but he threw the B up in there like, you know, he was straight North Durham, see, anyway. But, and hopefully we'll be joined by Brother Will McKee soon. He's kind of on location doing some things down there, down east on the East Coast of North Carolina. But I hope everybody's having a great morning. Anybody got anything encouraging they want to lift up before we get started? Anything big going on this weekend or anything?
I just want to give a shout out to East Dockery, who graduated from Ragsdale. Yeah, Ragsdale. So, shout out to East. Congratulations. We'll see you soon. She's going to A&T. Also, shout out to Jalen Hayes. Out in Cary, Durham area. He's graduating as well, and both of them are attending A&T in the fall. So congratulations, Aggie Pride. Y'all going to do well, and I'm proud of both of you guys.
No doubt. And on that note, I'm going to lift up the graduates of 2018 high school. I teach them. We had graduation Thursday morning, the 14th. I was proud to see 300-something-plus graduates graduate. Several students from my program walked across the stage, and now they're moving to the next chapter in their life, and the graduations will be going on throughout the whole weekend in this county. So shout-out to those graduates. I know my wife's alma mater will be graduating today, Dudley High School, so shout-out. So just want to keep those lifted, and as our future move on to the next step in their life. Brother D, anything you want to shout out, man? I'm just glad you got a weekend off, man, from the travel ball life, man. No doubt. Way to lift up the dads. But we've got a great show. Like, of course, in a few seconds, we'll start it off with the lady of the house with Dr. Douglas. You know we're going to do that ladies first. But we also are going to go in today on some of our top fives, man. And it's going to be interesting because, I'm a little enthused and sometimes I'm a little scared about where our minds will go. But we're going to give our top fives from everything from Good Eats to dope beats. We're going to do solo albums, hip-hop albums, restaurants, TV shows, movie franchises. We're going to get it in. So with that being said, let's kick it off with the first part of the show and start with the lady of the house, Dr. Nyesha Douglas, with the ladies first segment. And Doc, we're having some technical difficulties, so I'm gonna bring it in as I proceed. Let me clear my throat. Ooh, ladies first. Ladies first. All right, that's all you gonna get.
Aww.
So go ahead, Doc. Go ahead, Doc.
I was about to come in and rock with you.
That was me. We had a beatbox today. Right.
So, Dr. Douglas, you up?
All right. So I was kind of excited about doing the latest first today because I am a movie fanatic. I love movies. I love books that turn into movies. I'm very critical when it comes to movies. I probably should be a movie critic, and I think I'm going to work on that. That's going to be on my vision board like right now. But today, we're going to talk about the top five franchise movies. And a franchise movie is just a series of movies like part one, part two, part three that you have in a series. And so we're going to get into my top five. And then I'm going to go to Brother D, and then I'm going to go to Ben, and Ben is really not a movie fan, but we go here, we have to say anyway. So my top five franchise movies are, and they're not any in any particular order, but these are like my top five. So my first movie series is, and don't judge me for this, but it's the Harry Potter series. For some reason, I love Harry Potter, and I've read maybe one and a half of the books, but the books are really, really good. The series started in 2001, coming off a book series authored by J.K. Rowling, who was a woman in England who was on hard times, and then she started writing these books, and then eventually the book turns into a multi-million, billion-dollar industry that she has with the publishing company and with the movie. So it's the Harry Potter series, started in 2001. In that time, I was coming out of college, so I did. So I was still kind of in my grownish phase, but I still love children's books, and I still love children's fantasy sci-fi books. So that's the first one. The second one has to be the X-Men series. Again, like I just said, I'm into sci-fi. So X-Men series started in 2000, which is a part of Marvel, which aka Marvel Comics, with Stan Lee. And these series continue to evolve every couple of years. And the next X-Men movie is called The Rise of the Phoenix or something like that, and that's coming out next year. And they haven't released a trailer for that yet, but I love the X-Men series. I'm still waiting for them to, there's a character called Storm who's like the black character. She has like white hair, but she controls the weather. I'm still waiting for them to have her, for her to have her own movie. But yeah, so I love X-Men. So the next one is Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones, which came out in 1981. Yeah. At that time, I was only like two or three. So I didn't really start getting into it until like 84 with The Last Crusade and The Temple of Doom.
Hold on a second. Let's go back to Marvel for a second. Who was the better Storm, Halle Berry or that little light-skinned girl who's obviously a friend?
Well,
I'm not sure what that is.
Well, no. So, well, here's the thing. Like, the younger version, she's playing the younger version of Storm. So you can't really compare who's the better Storm because she's just playing a younger version of Storm. But
I didn't like that. I don't think I like that Storm because I don't like change. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
OCD, everyone. OCD.
Well, if that's the case, you know, all these other characters that are playing a younger version of, like, Professor X, which is the younger guy, and then Magneto, which is played by Michael Fassbender, who is super fly. I mean, they're just playing a younger version of the character. So, okay, whatever. But anyway, so the next one is Back to the Future. Back to the Future with his name just slipped my mind. What's his name? Marty.
Michael
he played
Fox.
Marty. Yeah, Michael J. Fox. I love Back to the Future. And then the next one is kind of recent, but not recent, but Ocean's 11, 12, and 13. Ocean's 8 with an all-female cast came out last week. I think it was a good movie, but I think the casting could have been better. But anyway. So that's my top five franchise movies. You got Harry Potter, the X-Men series, and the Marvel series, Indiana Jones, Back to the Future, and Ocean's 11. So
that was dope. I like how you went a little old school. That's why I'm about to hit y'all up. Cause you know.
Okay, Ben, you up.
You know I'm up. Cause you know I don't go to now movies like that. So this is what we gonna do. Well, first of all, I'm gonna go like this, and these are in no particular order. So, we weren't ranking them correct.
Right.
But
you have to.
Is this your top five? Whatever five you got.
Well, I'm gonna start it like this. Anytime you can have Seal on a soundtrack, you in my top five. So I'm going with Batman. I've been kissed by a rose on the grain. Batman.
Hold on,
three Batmans and the only ones I've seen. Okay.
Oh,
man.
Okay.
I ain't seen none of them Dark Knights. None of them.
Well,
my nights are lit and everything. But the
He went back to the Michael
Batman.
Oh, my God.
Batman Returns. Yeah.
You have sold yourself out. But go ahead. I'll explain on my top five.
I'm going off of what I know. I'm going off what I know. I can't go
but
off
ben,
what I know.
But, Ben, who
do
you think
know.
Was the better Batman? Who do you think was the better Batman? Michael Keaton, George Clooney, I think.
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer, yeah.
I think, honestly, I like Clooney. Because Clooney was more personable.
Val Kilmer was worse.
Yeah, Val Kilmer was the worst.
Yeah. I like Michael Keaton myself.
I did like Michael Keaton because he had that mystic look. Like he was like, yeah, I can go sell. I change and become a new person at night. But anyway, now next, because I've only seen certain parts of or certain shows, I would say the Marvel, anything Marvel. I've seen a couple of things. So I rock with it. I've seen one of the X-Men. I've seen
only one.
You know, Wakanda. I told you I don't get out much. I ain't like that. Now, this next one, I have seen several of them. I wish they would stop making them, but because they make so many, I got to put it up there. I'm gonna do it like Luda said. Too fast, too furious. All right.
No.
So you gotta go fast and furious, man.
Okay.
I'm gonna put that up there. Now, I've only seen bits and pieces of the first couple of them, but I gotta put it up there because it's just a conglomerate. And that, like Dr. Douglas hit on, Harry Potter.
Yes.
If you don't show Harry Potter some love.
Yes.
You got to. You know.
Expecto
and
Patronus.
Last but not least, I have a tie. Just because I grew up a fan, I ain't watching none of these movies, but I had to put it up in there. Transformers, because I am interested in watching Bumblebee. But Transformers, but now I hit on another one that I like and sparked it, and that was the Oceans we talked about the other night. The Oceans 11, 12, and 13, I watched all those, and I enjoyed those Oceans 11 movies. So that's my top five. Brother G, you up?
You up.
So my top five is pretty simple, and this is in no particular order. And we're not here to judge nobody's top five, but, Ben, you need to get out more. Because the Dark Knight is one of my top five movie franchises, but this is not the cartoonish Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Batman. This is the real life. I forgot dude's name already, man.
You talking about you?
The one with Heath Ledger and
McGregor?
I forgot his name, but Heath Ledger was definitely the best Joker ever by far. Like it ain't.
Yeah.
And I thought Jack Nicholson had it on lock until I saw The Dark Knight.
I think he really
thought he was the Joker.
And he passed away shortly after that. That was one of his last movies.
Yeah.
He did that.
But nobody is gonna take out the What is? Does anybody remember Christian Bale?
Christian Bale,
hands down the best Batman, and I was about to say Val Kilmer, but Heath Ledger definitely by far the best Joker. Like that was. So we gotta go with that. I can't believe nobody said this, but The Matrix. Nobody likes The Matrix.
I missed that.
The Matrix. But honestly, I couldn't get into it like I wanted to. It wasn't until later. Like, the first time I saw it, I was like, what? But then later on, I got into it. I understood what was happening. And then that's why I was like, oh, okay. But, yeah.
So, The Matrix was the other one. And then after that, I have to admit, I was not a Star Wars fan until they did the prequels. And now I like Star Wars. So Star Wars, I had to add it as one of the top movie franchises. The Marvel, because it's hard to pick between X-Men and the Avengers. So I had to go. I had to just go Marvel because they've done an awesome job with their movies. I don't care which side of the coin you're on there.
They have.
And definitely Transformers, because when I went to see Transformers, the first one when it came out, I had no kids, and I was sitting Indian style in the front row popcorn when it came out. I couldn't wait for Transformers, personally. So Transformers would be that's my five. And
okay,
for everybody that knows I'm producing the show, including our crew, we may have the same music between every break today because I can't figure out what the technical difficulty with Blog Talk is right now. We just gonna go to a quick break and then we'll come back on the other end with the next top five.
You Up Radio.
What they don't really realize though, this next verse though, these bars. Watch this. Go. Boopy dee scoop, scoop dee dee whoop, whoop dee scoop dee poop. Poop-dee, scoop-dee, scoop-dee, whoop. Whoop-dee, scoop, whoop, poop. Poop-dee-dee, whoop, scoop. Poop, poop, scoop-dee-dee, whoop.
Poop-dee, whoop-dee, scoop-dee, whoop. That makes me feel like I can come out with an album.
And you can. But
I heard on Pusha T's album, he went in and had more of a verse behind it and really kind of blaze that, but I haven't gotten that. So I'm going to move to Brother D right quick for this second segment and see which topic, Brother D. I'm going to let you choose the next top five. You up, brother.
So the next top five, let's do top five solo rap albums. Let's get it out of the way. And I'm going to be honest, I struggle with this one just a little bit, because I had my top five all picked out, so that's the first thing. And this is rap solo album, top five of all time, best album. So this was a struggle. So I've got to go. So here are the ones that definitely made the list. So Jay-Z, Blueprint, the first Blueprint album, that's definitely on the list. This is in no particular order. So the Blueprint album, and the way I did my list, just for everybody who's listening, it is basically a rap album that you can put in and listen to from beginning to end and not want to change the tracks. Like, Every track on the album is so dope that you don't want to hit fast forward or rewind because you're eager to get to the next track within the order that they're in. And that's what made this one used to be easy for me, because it was basically the core five, and then that was pretty much it. But now it's a little bit harder. So the Blueprint is one. Doggy Style by Snoop Dogg. I don't care how much you dislike or thought the album may be vulgar. There's never a track that you want to skip past on the Doggy Style album. So
true
Doggy
that.
Style, Snoop Dogg, Illmatic, Nas. One of the greatest rap albums of all time by far. Nas just dropped a new album, by the way, recently.
Oh, yeah.
So that's another one. Now, these last two are the ones that get difficult because you have Ready to Die, which was a classic, but I have to admit, I almost called him Kanye West. What's the kid's name?
Kid Cudi.
Kendrick?
No. Kendrick Lamar. Jesus Christ, can't believe I forgot his name. Kendrick Lamar has made this list difficult. And somebody reminded me that Tupac's last album was Machiavelli, and that also made this difficult. But I have to admit, if I've got to replace one, I got to stick with Ready to Die. Ready to Die has positioned itself as a top five solo rap album of all times, definitely. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay.
But Capital Punishment was my fifth rap solo album. And for people who don't know what Capital Punishment is, that's Big Pun. He only got to do two albums. He died, I believe, of a heart attack. He was taken from us early. But Capital Punishment is a classic, classic rap album from front to back. However, so is To Pimp a Butterfly. And so is the Machiavelli album by Tupac. So I have to admit, I gotta move Capital Punishment to honorable mention. And
hold on with all these honorable mentions, man. Just call it a three-way tie or a two-way tie.
I gotta get that third nod to the Pimp a Butterfly. Because if you haven't heard To Pimp a Butterfly, that album not only is that album hot, but it's fascinating. It actually keeps you interested because of the way the album is actually ran down. It's in a poetic format, and he says the poem at the end, and he's having a conversation with Tupac. It's like a dream. That album draws you in a different way. And it gives you a different perspective on music as you're listening to it. So that album's actually teetering on probably the greatest rap album of all time.
Well, we'll know that in years to come. Let's go to Dr. Douglas. Dr. Douglas, your top five solo rap albums. You up?
Okay. So I noticed that. You didn't have any female albums in your top five. So I got to represent for the ladies, and I'm going to go ahead and say, in no particular order, first one is Miss Education of Lauryn Hill, which was a bop back in early 2000. I mean, everybody was pumping it. She won several Grammys for that. And then after that album, she just kind of fell off the face of the earth because she had received critically acclaimed attention with this album. So shout out to Lauryn Hill and her comeback because she's out on these streets touring again. So shout out to Lauryn Hill, El Boogie, Fuji La, which is an honorable mention. My next one is Pre-Kanye Antics is Graduation. I love that album. That's when Kanye was Kanye, and so Graduation album had me, you know, in my car pumping. The next one is MTV Unplugged Jay-Z, which was a combination. This is when MTV still showed videos, and this is when MTV still had a lot of music on their station. Because they would have, like, this show called Unplugged, and Unplugged was basically a show where there was no, like, synthesized music. There was no, like, record playing. It was all, like, acoustic, real live instruments. And Jay-Z had the Roots playing all his greatest hits. And so when that album came out, it was, like, some of the all his hits combined, from Blueprint 1 and 2 to Reasonable Doubt to Hard Knock Life, all of that. So that was my favorite, absolute favorite album from Jay-Z. And I still listen to it today, and I'll still put it on repeat anytime, especially in the summertime, especially for the youngsters who don't know nothing about that. So real live instruments, real music, shout out to the Roots, Questlove, Black Thought, all of them. And my next one,
DK Luther.
Right. And my next one is Super Duper Fly, Missy.
Oh, Lord.
So, yes. I mean, come on now. I mean,
I love Missy, but can you please tell me the subject of any one of her songs?
I don't.
Hit you with the
I mean, hit you with the
Because I can't stand the rain. I'm still. She only talked about rain one time. The whole player. Shut up to Missy.
It was a bop, though, Ben. Come on, there.
It
you,
was.
You,
I love
it. No,
I. When that comes on,
you
I
cannot deny that you
beep,
were hype.
Beep, who got the keys to my Jeep? Vroom. And she did the vroom. That made it hype. Go ahead, though. I'm sorry, Doc.
I'm saying. Like, it don't always have to be about lyrical ability, but because it was a. Missy had the bop, like Timbaland.
She did.
Timbaland on the tracks. They made a great team. So that whole similar era with Aaliyah, before Aaliyah passed away, that one in the middle, you can't deny
yeah,
that
oh,
one in the middle
it.
Was
oh,
a
I
jam.
Oh, yeah,
loved,
nah, that was,
I love them all. I really love Missy's production. Her back,
yes.
But like I'm a Missy fan. I just like she got in and then got out. I think at the right time, like
right.
Or she kind of changed up her style. Just, production same. You know, she kind of, and I think
she
did
up.
It like perfect. Like, she wasn't like, I'm trying to long live, be the rap. She's like, I'm an entertainer. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right. So, Super Duper Fly, hit him with the heat. Okay. And so, my last one is the most recent one that I never thought I would put this on my list, but I gotta say, it's gotta be Cardi B. Invasion of Privacy. Shout out to Cardi B. I about to go for it. I love it. I like her songs. I mean, it might be one or two songs, and I'm like, eh. But the entire album, like, I'm bopping again. It's a bop. So those are my top five hip hop albums.
Well,
it was really, really hard, Ben, because I had to sit down and think. But
that's a good list.
Yes, but I had to sit down and really think about it, because I did my list based on what you said, D. When you can listen to the album over and over and over again, and you still jamming. So you know those are the albums that I had on repeat and constant rotation for a while. So
we're gonna have to go to R&B albums, because it's a couple R&B albums out
hold
now
on,
like
hold
that
on.
Like that.
Hold on. You can't.
I gotta prepare
you,
for that.
How you gonna throw that in before I go through my list, man? I'm trying to beat the break.
Yeah, no. Go ahead.
How you gonna go scissor on me and all the R&B? You trying to say my list is whack? Like it ain't. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, Ben. Go ahead.
Now let me say this. Now I'm gonna say this. Y'all know my mind is. Y'all know my mind is different. I'm gonna try to get this in, and then we're gonna go to a break. Or do y'all want to take a break? Is it come back and I hit the list? Let's hit the list. All right. So my mind's a little different. So I'm a roll with D on the Illmatic. I mean, you got to say that's one of the greatest albums of all time. And I'm gonna be honest, I was not a Nas fan early on.
Yeah.
But I love those songs. Ain't hard to tell. I mean, I love them. I wasn't big on Nas, like, but early on, and then Illmatic. But I gotta give props where it's due. Shout out to the West Coast. I gotta go All Eyes on Me, the double disc, Tupac.
Hey.
It's checkout time. Thug Passion. You know, need I say more? That and Machiavelli just, you know what I'm saying? Ready to Die. Ready to Die was like an album I just played and played, and every song, like, I rap. I didn't even try to get to the next song, Ready to Die. Now, I'm partial to this one. Some may disagree. The fourth one is Return to the 36 Chambers, ODB. That was more because I was just a big ODB fan. But that was one of my favorite solo albums. With all the appearances and everything, I love that album. Hit right in the time, right at just the right time, and it was just ODB to the fullest. And the last one. Now, I know y'all ain't going to agree with me with this, but I got to go back. I got to take it on back to this one. And this was my. This might be my favorite tape, because this was before CD.
Okay.
And that was Biz Markie Going Off. Let's get it. That's number five. Biz Markie Going Off. Let's do this.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
Oh, that's
can't
good.
Nobody argue with the papers. Hey, watch it. And picking bookers? Come on, man. But anyway, on that note, let's go to break. We ready, super producer?
Someday.
Let's do it. You are ready.
Someday I will wear a starry crown.
Someday. Someday, I wanna lay down like God did on Sunday. Sunday, I remember this on Sunday. That way, yeah, way, Saturday.
No doubt, You Up Radio. Hit us up on Facebook, You Up Radio. Email youupradio@gmail.com. We on Tumblr, Instagram, Twitter. Hit us up, You Up Radio. All right, so I'm going to start this next segment off. We're going to talk about top five TV shows, and I'm going to come with my list. And I got a feeling like on here maybe two to three might be similar on everybody's list, because I think our minds might be alike, but I could be wrong. So let me start with my list, and I'm going to be – and I got a – can I have a two-way tie for the last spot? Good, thank you. I don't have to wait for permission. So my favorite TV shows, of course, and foremost, and I still watch the reruns like it just came out, Martin.
Yes.
The characters you could relate to, because you knew. Mr. Otis was somebody in your family. Jerome was an uncle or cousin you had. It was just awesome show. It was time. Next show is the classic. No matter what type of trouble he's gotten into, it still paved the way. The Cosby Show. America's favorite
okay.
Black family. Gotta go Cosby Show. To piggyback on that, because number one, I thought this was a real school. Number two, I thought that college, all college experience was going to be like this.
Yep.
I got to go with A Different World. Different World.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, need I say more? Now, this next one, and I don't know if I'm going to get credit for this, but I got to go with In Living Color. But if you grew up late 80s, early 90s, this wasn't a part of your Sunday curriculum. You wasn't hitting on nothing but In Living Color. And then I got a three-way tie for the last. The first one is My Wife and Kids.
Okay.
That was just a funny show. Damon Wayans, Tisha Campbell, amazing. My Wife and Kids, Sanford and Son, That's my all-time favorite. I still watch the episodes like it just came out. And last but not least, this is a shout-out to my mama and my grandmama, the Golden Girls. Say something.
Hey,
talk to me. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank
you, know?
You for being you know a friend.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what's funny. Again. So I attach the TV show themes to people in my phone. That is my grandmother's ringtone. So my grandmother's ringtone is
I had to sit and watch it and I became a fan.
My mother's ringtone from her cell phone is Thea.
Dorothy Sophia.
Yeah. So my mother's ringtone is can y'all hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it looked like something else is going on, but my mother's ringtone is Thea. When they call from the house phone, it's 227. So it's no place like home. And when either of my brothers called me, their ringtone is the Wayans Brothers theme song.
Yeah.
But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. What's your top five TV shows
That's
of all
fine.
Time?
That's fine. So apparently me and Ben have the same taste. Like, I think we have, like, same idea when it comes to what's funny and what's comedy and what's a good show. But my top five, number one is Different World, definitely, because Different World made me look at black college, made me want to go to a black college, honestly. Like, I got upset and have any desire to go to college until, or even thought about going to college until I watched A Different World. And even though I went to Auntie Homecomings when I was younger, I was like, it made me just want to go to the school just to be in the band, but to actually go in and learn about, black history and just learn about your more of yourself. Like, that's what Different World did for me. So shout out to, even though Bill Cosby didn't show, but he made some good shows that really were great reflections of black culture and life. So definitely Martin, because Martin is always on repeat at the house. And my daughter loves Martin. And so she knows all of, like, all, she's seen all the Martins. And she can, like, verbatim say some of the lines, which is funny and kind of embarrassing at the same time. Because if I was her age, I don't think my mom would let me watch Martin. So, yeah. Next, now this TV show was not on for a long time, and it had one great season. The second season was kind of whack, but it's got to be Zoo. I don't know if y'all ever heard of that TV show called Zoo, when the animals had a mind of their own and they were attacking humans. But it was on CBS for like two seasons. I think it started back in 2016. But it was a really good TV show. I loved it. Me and my aunt loved it. So it has since been canceled because the writing just really got out of whack. So I don't know what happened. My next show is 24. Y'all remember 24?
Yeah.
It was on for like eight seasons. That was my joint. Like I think it came on Mondays. Every Monday night, I would be glued to the television. And it had me on edge for the next episode. And so shout out to Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
I didn't like him because he was in Lost Boys. Y'all remember that movie called Lost Boys?
Yeah.
Vampires and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was scared of Kiefer Sutherland until he was cast into this TV show. And so it made me a fan of his because he was cast in this TV show. And, you know, Jack, that was his character's name, Jack Byers, I believe. Yo, that was the point. Even my father would call me, "Did you see Jack? Did you see Jack?" That was one of my all-time favorite shows. And then the last one is The Game. Y'all remember The Game that was on UPN at first? with
the game
when you
was good only while
the game.
You put
yeah,
in
once it went something else.
Yeah, remember that.
Yeah.
Right. Right. The game was when it was on UPN, it was like my favorite show until they transitioned over to BET. And then when they transitioned over to BET, it became whack. Like, it's just they were doing too much. They was really doing too much. The writing just kind of went left. And so
yeah, it went to hell in a handbasket.
It really did. So I was so disappointed because it was a great show. It was a great show.
It was.
What's her name?
I watched that. But see, the problem was they hit you so hard early on, like, they just couldn't top it when they came back.
Yeah.
And it was just like, y'all tried to, and then they tried to go more star power with Brandy and all, and I mean, it wasn't trash, but it was just like, because I watched the game, I ain't gonna lie.
You're right, it wasn't trash. It was garbage filled juice at the top. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, it felt like once BET got his hands on it, it was going to hell.
Yeah.
It was like, oh,
yeah.
BET don't mess it up. And then they got it, and it's like, oh, y'all messed it up. So it was,
because
my wife put me onto the show, and I'm like, I don't want to watch this. And then I started watching, it was like,
it was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Shout out to all the husbands. And men that got put on by their significant other, because it was a blessing in disguise.
It was.
Because
at first
I was like, nah. Then she got me on that. I was locked, son. Man. But go ahead, Doc. I ain't know if you finished.
Yeah, I'm finished. That was my five. Different World, Martin Zoo, 24, and The Game.
Okay.
Yeah. So my top five. And before I give my top five, because this is in order, by the way, in my opinion, shout out to shows like Insecure, Sanford and Son, Jefferson, 227, In Living Color, The Chappelle Show, by the way. And for everybody who hears this, when my wife hears this show today, and she hears the Chappelle Show's not on my top five, her head may explode.
Yeah.
Like she may end up
with
mine
on the couch, man.
Because I was it's not that. She'll just be that surprised.
Oh, for real.
When I said I was a avid Dave Chappelle fan, this is stuff people used to get me, his comedy shows, his stand-ups. She took me for I think it was a Father's Day gift. She took me to Charlotte and housed me at the Ritz-Carlton to see Dave Chappelle. That's how much of a fan I am.
Yeah.
And the Chappelle Show did not make my top five. So shout out to all those shows that I love.
Yeah.
Really. They did not make the top five, but I love them.
Yeah, true that. Because I was like that. But I was like that with Jamie Foxx. That's why. But I had to keep it real. Because I was
Jamie Foxx. And I still watch the Jamie Foxx show when it comes on now.
Yeah.
It make my top five.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go through my top five real quick before we go to the break.
Oh, yeah.
Number five. Like I said, this is an order. This is how much I watch. I watch too much TV. This is an order. Number five, The Cosby Show. No matter what Bill Cosby put in their drinks, the show itself has some significance itself. So there's some huge... What the Cosby Show did to the black community, regardless of what he is. So, the Cosby Show is number five. Number four is Martin, because and this is really in no particular order. Number three and number four can be interchangeable. But the reason we got the feedback. Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. We're all talking it together. But, Number four. Hold on, somebody mute your line on the other in the chat, because that's where the feedback's coming from. So number four is going to be, like I said, Martin. And it's almost unfair that Martin would be number four, because the show that's number three, Martin trailblazed for, in my opinion, which is Atlanta. And for people who haven't seen Atlanta, just tell me your cable's been cut off, because that's the only good reason why you haven't seen Atlanta at this point.
I'm surprised Atlanta is number three on your list.
And,
I know.
Atlanta's,
I thought that would be
three.
Number one.
Exactly. Atlanta's number three, and the number two and number one are going to be for good reason. So number two is Game of Thrones. If you haven't seen Game of Thrones, just tell me it's because your cable's been cut off. Because game, or you just don't have
it. I can't get into Game of Thrones.
I'm sorry.
Like,
Game of Thrones is one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
I can't. I'm not one of those people. First of all, I don't have HBO.
So here's the thing, Doc. Neither am I. I'm not a fantasy guy. This is how I saw Game of Thrones. I actually caught it mid-season, season three or four, and was like, wait a minute, what is this? And I went back and binged it. Like, that's how good it was when I caught it, because I had no interest in Game of Thrones whatsoever. I'm not a fantasy guy, but Game of Thrones is good with a capital D on the end. It's one of those shows that just can't be denied. I don't get into it at all. Number one, if you haven't seen this show, you've done yourself a disservice in entertainment. You need to see this show. But number one is True Detective, season one. Now, the reason I clarify season one, because season one is Matthew McConaughey. And the guy for White Men Can't Jump, the white dude?
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson. That show, my God. I've never seen anything on TV better than that. That show was a really,
really
good movie that they stretched out 10 hours long. It's basically what they did. Because it's 10 episodes.
When did that come on?
It's HBO.
HBO.
But you may can see that on Netflix.
Okay.
Again?
I'm going to take a look at it.
Yeah,
but it's...
Talk about it. I'm going to check it out.
Season one, and just to let people know, season two is actually really, really good, but people hated it, and it's a branding thing for me. What I've always told people is the reason you don't like True Detective season two is because they named it True Detective. Season one was so good, season two could not live up to it, and season two was good. But season one, and season two was like a different cast of people, different cast of characters. And it was still good. But if they had named it something else, like California Rules or something like that, it would have been like, oh, man, that's a great show. But no, season one was that good. Go ahead.
The reason why I don't have Atlanta on my top five is because, for one, even though Atlanta is good, but there's some episodes where it's just like, okay. It wasn't as funny, and I usually choose or as like interesting. So I was choosing my top five TV shows based off of me anticipating the next one, or really being so invested in it that I couldn't wait for the next show. And as I'm thinking about it, I have to give an honorable mention to Scandal. Because the first four seasons of Scandal was like an attention grabber. The first two or three seasons. But season four and five kind of lost my interest. And it's not because I don't love Shonda Rhimes. And it's not because the acting wasn't good. But because the storyline and the writers it became redundant. Like you kind of knew exactly what was going to happen. Right, we started running out of material because generally Shonda Rhimes is very good at creating content in which nobody knows where it's going to go. And so she's good for that because she has backstories and she'll like flashback and stuff. But it wasn't I'm going to give it an honorable mention, season 1 through 3. But I just thought about that when you were talking about Atlanta. And Atlanta,
Well, look, so, let's take a quick break. And final stretch, we're going to do top 5 restaurants. We're going to let the lady of the house start that off. But Super Producer, You Up Radio, we'll be back in 30.
I feel the same way about that song, but it always ends up with me in court. Now, I'll tell you what I mean.
Oh,
I got a ticket. That means I got pulled over somewhere on West Friendly, West Market area near UNCG, and I got an aisle seat that's in court the next day where I got to go and deal with this ticket. That's how I feel when I come to Greensboro.
Hey,
shoot them up.
I would say this, and then Doc, I love that song so much. Anybody that samples it, MF Doom, Cam, hello, it's my favorite song automatically. That is Bang Bang Gotcha. Shoot 'em up. In fact, we remade that and made a song about the student center when I was in college to that song. But anyway,
Dr. Douglas,
we're going to go.
Doc, it's on you. But hold on a second.
What's
because
up?
The tech, apparently. Blog Talk got they stuff together. Doc, this is for you.
Ladies first.
They finally got it together.
I want to do the bankhead bounce when I hear it. Like, I don't know. I want a bankhead bounce it. Like, back
you
and
know.
Forth. Y'all remember that? Cat feet coming. Anyway.
This is the fun part of the show. This is the eat now, Doc. God is all
right.
Top 5 eat. You up.
So when it comes to food, I like to say that I am like a food connoisseur because I have a sophisticated palate. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. I know food, and I'm very critical of food because I come from a place where people are a family where we have really, really good cooks, and I also have been in the food world for the past couple of years, just really, really in delving in deep into our food industry. So now we're going to do a top food places slash food because I don't exactly remember the restaurant's name of these places. I know where they were located, but I just don't remember the restaurant's name. And I try to look for it on the internet. And there's one place in China where I tried to look for, but everything was in Chinese. So I couldn't find out. But the first one, when I was back in 2011, I went to Honolulu, Hawaii, on the island of Oahu, and I was there for a conference. And so what we did was we drove around the island, which it was only about 3 hours around for you to get around the whole island. It wasn't that big, but we drove past this high school, and in front of this high school was like this food shack. Now, the more I remember, the more that this place was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network that Guy Fieri went to. But it's a little shack where they sell like seafood and little items or whatever. But the thing that I had that was like so good, and I don't remember the place, but it was sautéed shrimp on a bed of rice, and the shrimp was so huge because they get the shrimp like that day. So anytime you get a fresh catch straight out the sea, like you know the food is going to be good because it's not sitting in the freezer somewhere, and it's not being preserved somewhere. So that was great. And typically in Hawaiian culture, they eat a lot of potato salad that's like their go-to side dish. So it was like a side of potato salad. And I took a picture of it back then, and I put it on, I think, Facebook. So that was one number one. It's a place in Hawaii, Honolulu, Hawaii. It's across from this high school. If you know what it is, let me know because I tried to pull it up and I couldn't. So the second place is, there's a place in Atlanta that was called the $3 Cafe. The $3 Cafe had, like, the best chicken wings. And I'm usually not a buffalo-style chicken wing. Like, I like barbecue, lemon pepper, and all of that. But this one had the best buffalo-style barbecue wings. And at the time, my mama was living on, off Cobb Parkway in Cobb County. And we would go there, like, late 90s, early 2000s. So I don't, they have since, it's gone now, closed it down, but it's called the, it was called the $3 Cafe, and it had, like, the best chicken wings. The next place, there's a place in, when I went to China, which they had a lot of great, this is, like, real Chinese food. It wasn't, like, in to-go, those to-go boxes with fried rice. They didn't have fried rice. They had regular rice. And it was Peking duck. Peking duck is a process where you make Peking duck. It's like a couple of, like, 2 or 3 days it goes through this process in order for it to come out the way it did. And it was at this restaurant. Of course, I don't remember the name of the restaurant, but it was the best Peking duck I've ever had, and it was my first time being introduced to it. And so I haven't had it that way since coming back from the States. Even going to an authentic Chinese restaurant, I still haven't had it. But it's a Peking duck at this place in China. Also, there's a place in Greensboro. Now, I thought about it. I was like, okay, I'm going to put a local place in there. There's a place that just opened up within a couple of years called Scratch. It's on Battleground. And it has, it's called Chicken and Donuts. And I got to say, the chef that's there, he's, I think he might be Korean, but he fries the best chicken. And you can get it double fried with a side of Korean sauce, which is, like, the best. Or you can get sriracha and honey, whatever glaze that you want. You can get it, like, tossed in it, or you can get it on the side. I usually get it on the side. So I usually go there, like, 2 or 3 times a week. Shout out to Scratch on Chicken and Donuts on Battleground. And then the last but not least, there's a place in Dallas which had the best barbecue. I tried to figure out what the place was, but it was such a long time ago. This was back in, like, early 2000s. That I had gone to this place. I don't know if it's still there, but I don't remember, but it had the best. And usually in Texas, you can, one thing for sure that you're going to get is meat. You're going to get a good steak. You're going to get good barbecue. You're going to get brisket. You're going to get the best type of meat in Texas because they do it big in Texas and they love their meat in Texas. So those are my top 5 places. One in Hawaii, Scratch on Battleground in Greensboro, North Carolina, $3 Cafe down in Atlanta, Peking Duck in Beijing, China, and a play barbecue place in Dallas. So those are my top 5. Ben, what you got?
Shout out to King Hawaiian Bread also. That is the greatest.
It is. I love that Hawaiian bread.
I see King's Hawaiian get on and pop.
People love that Hawaiian bread. Kids love that Hawaiian bread.
I'm telling you. I'm telling mine can eat it all day.
All right, let me
go ahead and do this because I'm going to take y'all back with this first one. And if you're from the Greensboro area and you didn't know this, then I'm going to send a shout out. I'm going to go with Salt Marsh Willie's. Y'all don't know nothing about Salt Marsh Willie's.
No.
You remember Salt Marsh Willie's?
Yes.
That was the bomb. First time I had a pot of everything, I'm telling you, my first real experience with seafood,
yes,
live music, Salt Marsh Willie's was one of my favorite because my dad actually knew Willie, but used to love going there for seafood. Salt Marsh Willie's would be a whole new road up there in the food lines. Salt Marsh Willie's is one of my favorite. Next,
yes.
I've got to go this and because I love just down home food and
Free, let everybody know we're going into overtime, man. Let everybody know
we're going into overtime. So live listeners, you can catch it on the upload. We're gonna go over a little bit. You Up Radio, for the live listeners, we love you, but you can catch the rest on the upload. This next one, man, I almost pulled up a chair to this buffet. It's off of 95, Brunswick, Georgia. The Old Times Country Buffet. And if you ain't got down there, if you ever traveling, like going to Jacksonville, whatever, and coming through Brunswick, Georgia, Old Times Country Buffet, you gotta have it. You gotta have it. Number three.
Okay.
Number three. Another local. Durham, Greensboro. Gotta go Dame's Chicken and Waffles. Love the Smears. Good food. Fellowship. I had to throw Dame's on there.
Okay.
Number two. And this is kind of a sentimental family favorite. It's not open anymore, but in Bowie, Maryland, the Strawberry Bistro.
Okay.
Former owner, Miss Rosalind Dokes. If you wanted elegance, good food, atmosphere, the shrimp were banging. Strawberry Bistro in Bowie, Maryland, at the Bowie Town Center. And then number one, I have to go Columbia, South Carolina, Inakaya Japanese Steakhouse. Some of the best sushi, sashimi, the boats. I mean, oh my gosh. King crab. Whew. Inakaya Japanese Steak Restaurant, O'Neill Court, Columbia, South Carolina. Shout out. They were actually on, I was watching one of those documentaries, and it's like the. They show the little wedding documentaries on TLC, and one of them, and they went to Inakaya, got jealous, man. Almost threw something at my TV. But,
no.
But that's yeah, I was mad because I couldn't get to it. But some of the best sushi sashimi and that I've ever had. So that's my top five. Brother D, you up?
Yeah, so I'm.
It's going to be interesting.
So now, did
Captain D's make the list?
No, Captain D's did not make. But I'm a little upset because
I thought D was going to own it at one point. He was Mr. Captain.
I'm a little upset at his list because he knows this. I used to previous life. I used to spend 4 months out of the year in South Carolina, and the only place he recommended me to go was Lizard Thicket in Columbia. I would have loved Lizard Thicket. They got some good food. But I would have loved to have tried that Japanese restaurant, man. So I'm mad because I had 4 years of opportunity to go there, and I ain't know nothing about it. But I've got an honorable mention because I spent a lot of time in South Carolina, so I got an honorable mention two places that didn't make the top five. If you've never been to Copper River Grill. And Spartan was in Boiling Springs, technically. It's a great place to go eat. But there's also a place in Spartanburg, South Carolina, that's really good. It's a burgers and fries joint called the Beacon Drive-In, boy. And what makes it good with them is they have an auctioneer that sends you food, that sends the orders back for your food. I'm not playing. I will find the sound, and I will play it next week so people can hear it. So there's a little black dude that stands up at the front, and when you order your food at Beacon Drive-In, he'd be like, "Yeah, I want a." He's like, "What you want?" And you're like, "Yeah, let me get the double burger with bacon, the double ham and cheese." And that's how he says it when he sends the order back. You're like, "What did he just say?" And that's how literally that's how he talks. But when he asks you what you want, he's like, "What you want?" And you're like, "Yeah, let me get the number one ham and cheese." They're like, oh my God! What are you doing? I'm telling you, I'm not lying. I will find the video on my phone at some point, and I will play it next week so y'all can hear it. So you know, I'm not BSing you on this. He did it just like that so much that I stood off to the side and recorded him and was like, no, this can't be, because apparently that restaurant was on. It was featured on Dine-Ins, Dives, and Drives.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be, but it's no good for you because when I say it's the greasiest goodness you'll ever put in your belly, it's one of the greasiest best places you'll put in your belly. I've got to find this place, and I'm going to find it for everybody so you can go. But I'm going to start with the most local. Well, let me start with Winchester, Virginia. There's a steakhouse there called Brew Baker's. If for some reason you find yourself in Winchester, Virginia, the first thing you should ask yourself is, what the hell am I doing in Winchester, Virginia? The second thing you should do if you should find yourself in Winchester, Virginia, is find Brew Baker's, because they really got some good food at Brew Baker's there. The next place is the Steel Pig in Sanford, North Carolina. It is hidden.
Very familiar.
It is a hidden. Yeah, it is a hidden gem. Not very many people have heard of it because it's in Sanford, North Carolina. So there's if you can ever get there, it's in downtown Sanford. It is really worth the hour drive. If you're from Durham, Greensboro, it takes about an hour and some change to get there, but it's worth it. But you might want to get a reservation because they pack the house out on the weekend. So the only way you're going to be able to walk in and get a seat is if you go on a Tuesday at 5. So, but if you try to go on a Friday, Saturday, you ain't getting in there.
It's a wrap.
And that's it's a wrap for you. So Steel Pig, Sanford, North Carolina, you got to check that out. Sweetie Pies, and me and a partner of mine, we got to go out there when we were there about 7 years ago now to think about it. But we went to Sweetie Pies while we were in St. Louis, Missouri, the blackest city on the face of this earth. So it was the first place I went and was like, where are the white people? So there's Sweetie Pies, great, great, great place. If you ever get to L.A., there's a place called Katsuya. It is a sushi restaurant. They have some of the best food on planet Earth. So if you can get there, try it. I didn't think I'd like it. And I'm going to find the name of this place for y'all, but it is a Japanese restaurant. And this is what's going to trip y'all out. In Rock Hill, South Carolina. I'm going to see if I can find the name because I've been looking for the name for the last 3 days. And I just found it. It is Sakura Japanese Steakhouse. Specifically.
Isn't that a chain?
This one, well, maybe it's not Sakura. Nope. It's not a chain. It's just a lot. You know the Japanese restaurants, they all have the same name, but they're not a chain. What's the name? No, seriously, what's the name of the one we went to for prom?
Kabuto.
Kabuto. So Charlotte has two Kabutos.
Are you
and
sure?
Neither one of them are affiliated with each other.
No, it's
Sakura.
Sakura.
You said Sakura, S-A-K-U-R-A?
Yeah.
There's one in Eden, one in Redmond, one in Winston.
Yeah, but this one's not a
off the chain.
This one's actually not a. It's not a chain. It's not a part of that because I've been to the one. I think there's one in Greensboro too, isn't it?
Yeah.
This one's not affiliated with the chain, and that's what I meant when I said there's like with Japanese restaurants. I hadn't figured this out yet, but for some strange reason, they all have a lot of this. Like there's a lot of Ichibans, which is a chain, but there are some that are called Ichiban that are not a part of a chain. So I don't know what that dichotomy is within it, but it's actually called Sakura Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi. It's on Patriots Parkway in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Be honest with you, it was recommended that I go there when I was there for business. And I read the reviews on it because all the other Japanese restaurants I had tried in every other city I had went to were earshot from terrible. And this one had the same reviews that basically said, look, this place has the worst service on the face of the earth, but nobody said the food was bad. And then I went and I found out why. They do have some of the best Japanese food. Definitely the best Japanese food restaurant I've been to ever. And I hate to say it, but I feel like I've been to all of them. So, but Sakura Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi in Rock Hill, South Carolina, they are definitely one of the better ones. But it's but no, it's not a part of that chain.
No doubt. Okay. Well, that wraps up the top five, man. I mean, any last shout outs before we break out? Anybody got anything big they're doing today?
We probably need
to. Nah, no shout out for me. Just want to say congratulations to all the 2018 graduates in high school, and just keep your head up, keep moving forward, and just be blessed.
Shout out. And to all the fathers, Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. You all, Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Ben.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
And to all our listeners, we love you. We thank you, Brother Will McKee. He'll be back next week. He was on location handling that business, but we appreciate the love. And on that note, we on the move, baby. We out. You Up Radio.